Got a question or comment? Need savvy travel advice? Connect with Robert and Mary and our show team anytime on Facebook, Instagram, Twitter, or LinkedIn at RM World Travel. Now, back to award-winning RM World Travel.
All right, as we now move on to the Chief Travel Leader portion of the show, theme parks and attractions will take center stage these next 10 minutes. This portion of the program is sponsored by another new sponsor, and one we're really proud to welcome. You heard us discussing it last segment, Hilton.
That's right. And whether you're traveling for vacation or business, solo, with a group, or even with your four-legged friends, Hilton and their 18 world-class brands offer accommodations to meet your every need at nearly 7,000 properties in over 120 countries.
From exploring a new city, road tripping the nation, relaxing on a beach, or conducting important business, folks, Hilton has you covered. We enjoy their all-inclusive resorts. Their industry-leading technology improves guest experiences. Over 5,000 properties are pet-friendly, and we think the Hilton Honors Loyalty Program, it's the best out there. Hilton has welcomed more than 3 billion guests over its 100-year history. They're the hotel and resorts company that we recommend for your travels. You'll find a direct link to them at rmworldtravel.com. Just look under sponsors.
All right, now we're going to take you to Orlando as we connect with Hal McAvoy. He's the CEO of the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions. And with summer travel underway, I'm sure he's got a lot to report for us today. Here's Hal on the show hotline for today's Chief Travel Leader conversation.
Hal, it's nice to meet you electronically. I'm glad our teams could make this happen. We welcome you to America's number one travel radio show.
Well, thanks so much, Robert. Appreciate the opportunity to talk with you all.
Well, likewise as well. So since this is your first time on with us, I think a good place for us to start is having you explain who IAAPA is, the diversity of what you cover, and really I also would like you to share how big the industry is overall, because I think it's going to surprise some folks.
Yeah, sounds good. IAAPA is the Global Association for the Attractions Industry, and we work on behalf of more than 5,000 member companies and individuals from amusement parks, theme parks, water parks, resorts, family entertainment centers, zoos, museums, cruise lines, and much more. This industry, attractions industry, has about $52 billion worth of revenues and employs over 10 million individuals. So a very large industry, and again, we're very fortunate to represent members around the world.
Yeah, it was the $52 billion and the 10 million individuals.
They are really big numbers. So let's talk about this industry. Hal, we've said on air that outside of the cruise industry, we think theme parks, museums, zoos, and aquariums may have been, you know, the second hardest hit sector, particularly in travel during the early phases of the pandemic back in 2020 with all the shutdowns. So here we are in 2022. Kind of give us an idea of how the industry is doing and where things stand today on June 4th.
Yeah, well, back in 2020, I think the industry was absolutely shocked when all of a sudden COVID was found, and then, you know, parks had and attractions had to shut down. And some attractions, you know, were closed, at least in the U.S., for, you know, up to 18 months, which is significant. And the impacts of that were really tough from a standpoint of staffing and employees and the actions that had to be taken for cost reductions. And, you know, different parts of the world, frankly, was timed differently depending on how COVID moved around the world. And, you know, frankly, we're still dealing with those effects around the world, specifically in areas like China, which some of the parks were closed for longer periods of time. And with the resurgence of COVID there, actually had to reclose.
Right.
So, but on a good note, you know, now going into 2021 and 22, at least in the U.S. And in some parts of Europe, we're seeing a rebound of visitation. I think a lot of pent-up demand from consumers who, frankly, were, you know, closed in for so long and now have the opportunity to get out
and
travel.
Let's build on that a little bit because, you know, many sectors of the travel world, they were expecting 2022 to be this strong rebound year. But then, you know, came the record fuel prices that we're all experiencing now. We've got ongoing labor and supply chain issues. For Europe, they're dealing, obviously, with the war in Ukraine that's created some uncertainty there. But, you know, inflation is certainly making it harder and more expensive for members of the International Association of Amusement Parks and Attractions to operate. It's also a lot more costly for workers to drive to work or concessionaires to have the necessary supply of products to sell. You know, the trickle down there, how it goes on and on. So really, how's the industry trying to navigate these realities? And where I'm going with that is, should travelers maybe expect perhaps limited hours or ride closures or a more streamlined experience this summer and fall when they go to parks?
Well, you know, that's a great point. I think the industry has adapted, first of all, from a safety perspective, to make sure they're hosting people safely with COVID situation. And then, you know, also, you're right, they have in some ways streamlined their operations. Again, given the staffing shortage, that is probably one of the most significant things that's affecting the industry. And again, service is something that's so important for our industry and, you know, giving guests fun and making memories.
Hal, Robert and I helped open the new Legoland in New York State last year. It was actually stop number 3 on our Let's Go America tour. And the reaction to that park has been strong. They've had a lot of sold out days this year. They opened back in April out in San Diego. The new Sesame Place opened just a few months ago. As you look at what's happening or coming the rest of this year around the U.S., is there anything else that you want to highlight that kind of has your attention and you think that, you know, is kind of exciting right now in the industry?
Well, certainly the lot of new attractions opening up in the industry, you know, around the country and frankly around the world. So, you know, at the same time, people were reopening safely. You know, they continue to look at innovation and opportunities for investments. And frankly, some had to delay those investment openings because of COVID. And frankly, we're seeing those happen. And I think guests have a wide variety of new attractions to be able to experience. And I think that's certainly one thing that's helping the industry in its recovery.
Yeah,
some of the new, especially some of these digital experiences.
When you think about that, Hal, when you look at the size, maybe the speed, all the intricacies that are involved with, you know, many new theme park rides, they're bigger, they're faster, they're more tech heavy, you know, for sure. I mean, which makes them a lot of fun, no question. But it does, you know, make me wonder about safety. And, you know, clearly this has to be a top priority for all the theme park operators out there. I'm just curious, any thoughts that you have on whether we're safer today when we're on rides?
Well, to your point, safety is number one for our industry. And IAAPA works with our members and government officials in order to make sure that the standards are up to some of the big standards like ASTM, CEN in Europe, ISO. And again, that's one of the biggest things we do is to help our members in being able to have the safest operations for our guests. And again, you look at our overall record for the industry, and it, you know, it is a very safe industry.
Sure.
And so, you know, again, we realize that safety is number one, and we want our guests to have the great memories and experiences in a safe environment.
Hal, since you're in our Chief Travel Leader segment of the show, let's talk a little bit about your career. You spent nearly 40 years with SeaWorld Parks and Entertainment before joining IAAPA back in April 2017. So you've certainly seen and experienced a lot of change, I would think, and innovation in the industry. We have about a minute and a half left. What keeps you so interested and passionate about this particular sector of travel?
Well, I, you know, in my career, I've been very fortunate to work with some wonderful people. And, you know, frankly, the teamwork in the industry and the sharing of best practices and the innovation in the industry are the things that have kept me excited and passionate about, you know, what I've done. And frankly, the industry has done a great job of innovating. And I think COVID actually accelerated that innovative process. And our members, both operators working with the manufacturers and suppliers in the industry, are certainly coming up with very cutting-edge attractions and also, you know, the use of very well-known brands and bringing those to life, as seen, you know, at Disney with, you know, their attractions that they opened, Star Wars, Galactic Cruiser.
Sure. Yeah.
You know, we're seeing so many new opportunities for people to experience some of their best-loved brands.
Yeah,
so how, you know, since, as Mary said, since you are, you know, CEO, you're responsible for not just the theme parks, as you mentioned, but also the water parks, the family entertainment resorts, zoos, museums, and on. Where do you enjoy spending most of your time?
Oh, well, you know, I guess I've been very fortunate in the ability to travel the world and see our members. And people ask me, what's your favorite attraction? And I have to say, it's always the next one I visit because I am fascinated as I go around the world and visit with members to see the most beautiful attractions, parks. And it's just fascinating to me just how innovative the industry is and how creative the industry is, and again, trying to bring fun and memories.
Well, like the world of travel, all the parks are different as well, so I guess I can understand that. So, Hal, we're going to have to leave it there for today. Certainly enjoyed getting to know you a bit. Hope you have a nice weekend, okay?
Well, thank you, Robert. Mary, appreciate the time.
Yeah, Hal, take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.
All right. Well, Mary, nice conversation with Hal.
Yeah, some big numbers in those theme parks around the world.
It is. And, folks, as we pause for some sponsor messages, well, Africa and safaris are going to be our focus next. And the Museum of the Dog is also ahead today during our Museum Gallery segment. That's coming up an hour or two in the J Block. Now's a good time to go vote in our latest travel polls at rmworldtravel.com or connect with us on social media at rmworldtravel. We'll be right back.
Today's edition of RM World Travel will be right back, and you can always stay connected with the program at rmworldtravel.com.